The genes of you and me, they're all made of DNA. We're all made of the same chemical DNA. We're all made of DNA.
Hello and welcome to the 15th episode of Discover New Advances, or DNA, a podcast that keeps you up to date about the scientific world in an easy-to-understand language, so whether you're a student in middle school or a grandparent, you'll easily be able to follow along. I'm Kieran. On this episode, I will give an introduction lesson about karyotypes. The following episodes will either keep you updated on genetic advances in the scientific world, teach more lessons on genetics, or feature a debate about a controversial bioethical issue our society is facing today. So if you're already familiar with the basics of karyotypes, you can skip to the following episodes about news on the genetic advances is happening today and how it is affecting our world. For more information, please visit dnapodcast.com or email in at info@dnapodcast.com. On this episode, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to learn about karyotypes. This is where chromosomes are organized so they can be interpreted easier. Chromosomes come in pairs, and you get one chromosome set from each parent. To organize them, we do a karyotype. Karyotype is more specifically known as a karyogram, but most basic biology classes, you will refer to them as karyotypes, so we'll continue to do so in this lesson. In order to do a karyotype, we have to take a cell that is in the mitotic phase, and this means the cell is splitting into two. So we do this so that the DNA is condensed into chromosomes. If we took a cell during interphase, which is the other major phase of the cell cycle, the cell would have its DNA uncondensed. It'd be nearly impossible to organize all the DNA to identify relationships between genes and interphase. So we take a cell in the mitotic phase instead, especially metaphase or prometaphase, which are phases of mitosis. So if we take those and we put it under a light microscope, we can take pictures of the chromosomes using like a computer, and we can take those pictures and move them around to match chromosomes to its partner. A healthy human karyotype contains 22 pairs of autosomal chromosomes and one pair of sex chromosomes. If you remember back to previous episodes, I mentioned that females have two X chromosomes for sex chromosomes, while male have both an X and a Y chromosome. You would write a healthy female karyotype as 46, because they have 46 chromosomes, so 46XX, and a male karyotype as 46XY. If the karyotype read differently than the two I mentioned, then they have a genetic disorder of some sort. So when cytogeneticists are performing a karyotype, attention is paid to the chromosome's length, the position of the centromeres, banding pattern, any differences between sex chromosomes, and other physical characteristics. It's all about the physical characteristics because that's what they're looking at. It can be challenging to identify and match chromosomes, but like anything else in life, you can sharpen those skills with practice. If you'd like to do a karyotype online, you can check out this fantastic website, learn.genetics.utah.edu, and for a specific link, check the show notes. So what is the purpose of karyotypes? They can be used for multiple purposes. One is to study chromosomes, aberrations. A chromosome abnormality is missing, extra irregular portion of chromosomal DNA. Karyotyping can also aid in the studying of cellular function. Taxonomic relationships can be further outlined, and taxonomy is defining groups of biological organisms based on shared characteristics as well as naming these groups. So expanding on finding shared characteristics with taxonomic relationships, karyotypes can aid in gathering information about evolutionary events and relationships. So it's more than just the individual, it's also looking at different groups, you know, on our planet and different species and figuring out relationships between all those. So we'll do a little reviewing before we wrap up the show here. Karyotyping is when you get chromosomes and you put them in a pair so that you can easily identify if there is something wrong with the individual. So something might jump out at you like an extra chromosome, or you might have something that's a chromosome is missing a piece or it has an extra piece to it. So it's an easy way to identify if there's something different about the individual and if that needs to be addressed. Well, thanks for listening. I hope the lesson helped you out a little bit. You can further your education by visiting dnapodcast.com for more episodes. And this lesson, along with others, not only in audio format, but in a written format with visual aids to help you out a little bit more. There's also a contact form on there for easy access to send in feedback about the shows or any questions you might have. You can email us directly if that's easier for you. That's info@dnapodcast.com. If you're as obsessed with social media as I am, you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, both at /DNApodcast. Subscribing to us on iTunes is a great way to keep up with the show. It will let you know when new episodes are out and automatically download them for you. That way you don't have to keep checking back with the site. So all you have to do is search DNA Podcast and we pop right up. If you have iTunes open, you might as well give us a review. That's the best way to have our podcast viewed by more people. And that way more people can benefit from it, just like yourself. You can find all the links I just mentioned, Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and RSS feed on the website, dnapodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and join me next episode to learn and discover new advances in the world of genetics. Well, thanks.